how does public service come about in your family, to Brad, to you? And it must come from grandparents, or where does it come from?
Well, you are prescient. It actually did come from our grandparents on the Henry side, Granddad Henry and Grandmother Henry. Granddad ran for public office but was not elected, and I always thought that was strange because I thought he was probably the finest of anyone who wore the Henry name. But he was a school teacher, a basketball coach, and a principal in Pottawatomie County, Bethel Acres, Maud, various towns. And grandmother taught elementary school. One of their students is Wayne Green of the Tulsa World.
Oh, yes.
He had them in class and thought they played a significant role in his life. Mm. But my granddad used to, every campaign season, he would always have bumper stickers and signs in his car, and he would tell us to pick a candidate and support that candidate in the election. It doesn't matter which election it is, you know, if you could pick the state representative, you could pick the county commissioner, you could pick the court clerk if you wanted, but just pick somebody that you knew or that you liked or that you wanted to know and support them. And so we sort of grew up going to meetings, you know, where mm-hmm. somebody would step up on a bale of hay and then on the back of a pickup truck, and he would desperately try to avoid swallowing a moth while you made your speech, you know.
Right.
I was not always successful in avoiding moths, but it does really interfere with the meter and rhythm of the speech when you swallow a moth. I did everything I could to save his life, you know, but I couldn't do it.
I understand. So then it was part of your DNA, but then probably part of your DNA was the Democratic Party as well. I mean, that was probably where it was set with your grandfather.
Well, my dad said once that he said, son, I've made you a Baptist and a Democrat, and the rest is up to you. We were, you know, the Democratic Party was pretty conservative in Oklahoma in those days, and probably still is relatively on the conservative side of the Democratic Party, but it was Oklahoma in my childhood, it was pretty much a Democratic state because of the Civil War, you know, the War of Northern Aggression, as it was still referred to, and because, you know, Lincoln and the Union were Republican, so Democrats sort of took things over in the South, but the Democratic Party became more involved in racial matters. You know, Lyndon Johnson was a big leader in that, and so the party sort of moved to the left a little bit for a number of years until it is, you know, not the rock-ribbed conservative Democratic Party that it used to be.
Yes.